Now look, reasons why we should change our name. Let's have some. It's hard to translate the forever family into Greek. Yes, but you try this. How many ever heard of carrying coals to Newcastle? Alright, there's one. Carrying coals to Newcastle. That's one of the other books of Bible interpretation, Stuart's Handy Proverbs. Well, now, they're not really mine. They're just all kinds of proverbs. Carrying coals to Newcastle. Now, Newcastle, in good old England, was where they dug coal. It would correspond to Scranton, Pennsylvania. That's where you got your coal. They went to Newcastle for coal. You got it? So it would be stupid to dig out a little bit of coal somewhere else in England and take it to Newcastle when they've got millions of tons of it. You understand?
Yeah.
So carrying coals to Newcastle means going, doing things backwards and extremely inefficiently. So carrying coals to Newcastle would be an expression. Now the reason I use it is this. He talked about it doesn't translate very well. That's true. But guess what? The colored Bible translates perfectly. Because color is universal. Think that. Therefore, we'll be going to Greece with the colored Bible. Just walk up to somebody in the street and go grunt. And they can understand pretty much of it because of the color system.
So the
Greek color John ought to be pretty interesting.
Somebody see the camera and tell.
Now, okay. Some other reasons why we should change the name. Yeah.
It's my friend.
How about the railroad of life?
Gotta gave me a picture of the friend.
Okay. What else?
Railway.
It's a kid name. It's naming a kid, period, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's only aiming at Jesus freak type kids, too.
Hey, the brothers
and hippies.
Oh, I lost.
But we just stick together, stay together.
Right, because there's another group called the way. So we're going to be called the right way. Yes, sir. That's all right. How many names can we have? Why don't we have 100 names?
No.
Huh? The Wright Brothers.
What about the sisters?
Hey, that was one of the mocks that the Harrys threw yesterday. Well, how's your proud airplane coming along? Apparently. Okay, now come on. More reasons for changing the name. Because there must be a better name. How's that for a reason? Okay, let's hear something. It's mispronounced too many times.
Yup. The Ever Fan.
The who? The what? Now I got an idea what a good name would be. But I don't want to spoil you by saying it. You should come up with your own ideas first. Maybe you come up with a better one.
Maybe.
How many people, put your hand up if you have a sneaking suspicion if you know what name I'm thinking of? Hey, a lot of sneaking going on there, which reminds me, how about the newspaper?
Have a quarter, man.
Now, who wants to get the newspaper together? Okay, who wants to do it? Okay, good. Two and a half want to do it. Very good. Everybody ready? Okay.
Hello,
Joel. How was your sleep? Oh. Yes?
I help do it. I'm
another name. What is it? The TCs. What? Oh, I'm sorry. The CCs. Christian. Christian Crusaders. No, huh?
Yeah, give us a course here.
Well, no, we're just going to have to think about it for a while and meditate on it for a few days. But listen, much more important than changing our name, which is a critical point, is changing our image somewhat. Now, how is our image bad? And I don't just mean the way people see us. I mean the way we are. That needs to be changed. Now, we ought to make all these changes at once in order to be efficient. Do you understand? This is a critical point in our development. I've been looking at this point for a long time. So let's bring it up now for our afternoon meeting.
It's about time.
We're going to get together tonight for our heavy session.
You didn't tell me you were heavy enough to get into that?
Come on, roll down notes, man. What more can I do? Can you just give out?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock,
man. Wait a minute, man. I'll pray with you.
10 o'clock, we get together tonight. Now, who's going to be really together and ready?
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.